The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live, looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Not only is there a war on Christianity, a war on religious freedom and liberty in general, there is actually a war on history. The far left, literally, and I mean this literally, wants to rewrite our history books, wants to destroy everything that most of you were taught and what has been taught to children in school, well, since the beginning of our country. Thomas Jefferson has been under attack, and now it's George Washington. No, I'm not kidding. Here is the headline, The War on History Comes for George Washington. The perpetual war on history now has the father of our country in its sights as the San Francisco Board of Education is considering removing a mural of Washington from a local school. Yeah, it's been there for years. Years and years and years. It was painted in 1936. Yeah, it's been on the wall, this mural in this local school in San Francisco. It's been on the wall since 1936. It was painted by artist Victor Arnautoff. No, Arnautoff. A-R-N-A-U-T-O-F-F. And by the way, back in 1936, he would have been considered pretty liberal, pretty far to the left. And one of the reasons why he painted this mural in 1936, he wanted to depict Washington not in a glamorous way, but in an honest and truthful way. Yeah, an historian during the time wrote this about the artist and the mural in question. Arnautoff included images not to glorify Washington, but rather to provoke a nuanced evaluation of his legacy. Now, what's he talking about? Well, in the mural, there are slaves, there are Native Americans, and one of the Native Americans appears to be dead. So this historian writing contemporaneously of the artist Victor Arnautoff says Arnautoff included those images not to glorify Washington, but rather to provoke a nuanced evaluation of his legacy. The scene with the dead Native American, for instance, calls attention to the price of manifest destiny. Arnautoff's murals also portray the slaves with humanity and several live Indians as vigorous and manly. So, in other words, the artist was somewhat of a leftist himself, and he wasn't trying to glorify George Washington, but he was trying to paint an honest picture that people were heard and so on. Well, this tells you how far the left has gone. Critics of the mural, I'm reading again, critics of the mural point out that in addition to Washington, it depicts slaves and Native Americans. They have called the artwork offensive. And here's the part that just drives me insane. The school board says it traumatizes students. Why hasn't it traumatized the other students since 1936? In 1936, it didn't traumatize any students, or 1946, or 1956, or 1966, or 76, or 86, or 96, or 2006. But now in 2019, all of a sudden, students are walking by the mural going, I'm traumatized. By a mural that was painted in 1936. Are you kidding me? This is why the phrase snowflakes was invented. This is just mind-blowing. So they are seriously thinking about painting over it, tearing it down, or whatever. Because it has George Washington in it. Now, here's the thing that they should be teaching their students in the San Francisco schools. In fact, this is what children in schools all across America should be taught about George Washington. He was a great man, brilliant man, a man of character and integrity. However, he did own slaves. Now, this doesn't justify it, but the fact is, in the current society at that time, almost everyone thought owning slaves was okay. Now, a small percentage of Americans ever owned slaves. Even at the peak of slavery, there were few, and I mean few Americans who were wealthy enough to own slaves. That's why this reparations thing is such absolute nonsense. A tiny percentage of Americans at the peak of slavery actually owned slaves. And to think that every single white American would be punished, it's just nuts. It's ridiculous. And by the way, I think it's very racist. But anyway, they should be taught that when you evaluate history, you must evaluate the people and the history in light of the time. You cannot effectively understand history unless you interpret it in light of the times. Does that justify anything? No, it doesn't justify anything. Wrong is wrong and always has been. But people have not always been as enlightened as they are today. But. Concerning Washington, yes, he did own slaves. He did. That's true. And yes, he was the father of our country. But we need to interpret that in the light of the times. But in his later years, George Washington became what has been called a proto-abolitionist. Before he died, he opposed slavery. And again, if we interpret the life of George Washington in light of the times, the fact that George Washington changed his views and before he died opposed slavery would be a great teaching point for kids. Rather than, he owned slaves, he was evil. So we're going to get rid of his memory. We're going to get rid of his heritage. He owned slaves. He was bad. He was evil. We're not even going to study him anymore, which is just stupid. You know, it's like, just a couple of days ago, I was talking to a person from Mexico. I said, oh, I've been to Mexico. And he says, oh, where? I said, I've been to Puebla. I've been to Mexico City. I've been to Hermosilla. I've been here, there. And I said, oh, I love Teotihuacan. Now, that's where the pyramids are. Teotihuacan, largest pyramid on planet Earth, is not in Giza, Egypt. It is in Teotihuacan, Mexico. And it's the pyramid of the sun. Now, they offered human sacrifices. Okay? Was that good? No. Was that bad? Yeah. But just because it was bad, do we not study it? Do we not learn from it? Do we not forbid people to study the, those were the Aztecs, right? They weren't the Mayans. They were, or was that the Mayans? I don't know. But we study history in light of the times, the good, the bad, the ugly, the beautiful. But the liberal leftists, the revisionists, don't want us to study history. They want us to blot out anything and everything in history that they don't like. And so there are many, many people who want to blot out the memory of Thomas Jefferson. There are now many people who want to blot out the memory of George Washington. Instead of studying Washington in the light of the time and learn from the good, which was great, and learn from the bad as well. That's an honest study of history. Taking down this mural, there's no honesty there. No honesty whatsoever. But such are the times that we are living in. My number is 877-BOB-LIVE. We will return in just a moment.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
I heard about this yesterday, and I thought, no, this cannot be true. The sad story of James McDonald and Harvest Bible Church up in Chicago continues to unfold. And I hesitate in bringing it up because I will not attack another brother, and that's not what I'm doing. And I'm not spreading gossip. Everything that I have talked about is out in the news. It's everywhere. It's all over the place. So I'm not spreading gossip and I'm not attacking. I'm just expressing my shock at what is coming out about what was happening up at Harvest Bible Chapel. And I'm also bringing it up because I'm brokenhearted, and I'm not making this up. I'm not trying to be melodramatic. I just had such enormous respect and honor for James McDonald, his teaching ministry, his preaching ministry, what they were accomplishing up in Chicago. We had James here in Columbus twice and counted it an extreme honor to have him here. Spent time with him, spent, you know, some one-on-one time with him, and he was eccentric. But I have found through the years that a lot of the people that God uses greatly are eccentric. I have met most of the well-known preachers in America today. They're not best buddies, but I've met them, you know? And several of them, if I would tell you some stories about their eccentricities, you would probably go, really? But that doesn't diminish their teaching ability and how God has used them. They're just eccentric. A couple of them are just downright weird. So I never thought anything about his eccentricities and just, you know, honored his ministry and him personally. And then we started hearing all kinds of things about financial improprieties, and the church first denied it and denied it and denied it. And then finally, through investigation, the church confirmed that there were some serious financially inappropriate things going on, and they fired him. The church that he founded fired him. And just so sad. And now he's suing the church for back pay and so forth, which is going to be a mess. But just yesterday, it was found that police in Illinois are investigating James McDonald for allegedly seeking out a hitman to murder his former son-in-law. Now, allegations only, But the allegations have come not from one person, but from several people. This could be completely phony and bogus, and he obviously is innocent until proven guilty. But it's all over the Chicago newspapers. I mean, it is everywhere. So again, I'm not spreading rumors. This has not been proven to be true. But the Wilmette County Deputy Police Chief, Pat Collins, has confirmed that there is an active investigation, an active police investigation, and they have multiple witnesses. Oh. How do you even respond to this? And folks, listen, I pray he's innocent. I pray these are trumped-up charges. I pray that this didn't happen. I pray that these are just disgruntled former members or whatever who are trying to get even with him. And I hope you'll pray that way as well. If he's guilty, man, he needs to be prosecuted. But I'm praying he's innocent. Pray for the church. This is just another enormous hit to that church in Chicago, and there are good people in that church. And this is causing just such damage to the cause of Christ. Folks, I will be with you until Tuesday of next week, but you got a great host tomorrow. Until then, wherever you go and whatever you do, please remember whose you are.
Listen. Listen. Think. Think. Discern. Discern.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.